Welcome to Wednesday on the Deep Waters Podcast. This is Resurrection Week, Day 4. We are continuing our reading in 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 20.
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says, all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted that, well, here I stutter again. It is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection. Shoot.
You're doing better than I would.
Thank you. I'm just going to start that verse over. 27. For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is accepted who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all.
That's the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God. Those last two verses got me.
Yeah, I don't even quite know what he's saying in those last two verses. But should we start from the top?
Yeah, let's do that.
How we just avoid what we don't understand? Just kidding.
That's good. If you understand that, please leave some comments down below.
Come on.
Yeah, okay. What do you get from the first?
Yeah, Christ has been raised from the dead. And he is just the foretaste of what is to come for all of us.
Yeah.
Paul uses first fruits. But he says the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep, like all of us. Is that right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, like those who have fallen asleep are those who are dead or will die. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking first fruits, in case you don't know what that means, I'm sure most people do maybe, but like if you're farming, you would bring your first fruits as a sacrifice to God. It's the like very beginning of your crop, and it's a great part of the crop. You know, think you're really hungry. Your food storage from the previous year is all gone.
Yeah.
And the first fruits are the most valuable. You know, it's just the very beginning, but there's so much yet to come.
That's so good. Wow, I love that picture. I don't think I've ever pictured that out fully. You know,
it's nice.
It all is so analogous to what all that is. Like the world waiting in desperation for a savior, like through the winter time and the first fruits come. And he is the sacrifice.
Yeah.
And there's more to come after that.
Amen.
Come on. That's really good.
Amen.
Come on, Paul.
Come on, Paul.
That's great.
Using some of those like agrarian sacrificial metaphors on us, which is just awesome. So and of course, this is rooted in the story of the Old Testament. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. Yeah, so this is like a story rooted in scripture, and I can't help but think about those words, all be made alive.
So good.
Like, there's incredible hope right there. And anyway, those, I assume what that means is those who will be made alive, all of them were made alive by Christ, which is another way of saying there's only one way to the Father, and it's through him, the way, the truth, and the life.
Wow, that's good.
That's the way I'm reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, totally.
Sweet. This is just real life Bible study here.
Yeah, for sure. That's the purpose of these little devotionals, to show like how we would approach these verses.
Yep.
And I would usually read that and be like, I don't know where to start, you know? Let's start at the beginning.
Yep.
And then it gets into like, I feel like a lot more Old Testament type of language of like God destroying every dominion and rule and authority. That feels kind of like all the verses and Psalms that I skip after all the pretty ones, you know?
Yeah, which is good that you even say that, because did you recognize that he's quoting from Psalms here in verse 27?
That's, come on.
That's Psalm, I believe it's Psalm 2. Maybe I'll double check it. Psalm 2 is about God putting all things in subjection under his feet, which was a prophecy of the Messiah, the coming king. Mm-hmm. So the way that I like to picture the already not yet was given to me by a theology professor at university, a guy named Jim Edwards. He said, I think of the already not yet as like when the Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy. The war effort in some sense was won by the Allies on D-Day, but the war wasn't actually over yet. They had to continue to fight, and there was going to be a lot more atrocities of the war that continued to happen.
Yeah.
But from that point, it was just an increasing victory that swept over Europe.
Yeah. It's a good picture.
Isn't that a good picture?
Yeah, I like that.
Obviously it's an analogy, so it's not perfect.
For sure.
But I'm hearing that when I hear this, because it's kind of like warfare is happening in the spirit.
Yeah.
And God is subjecting all things under the authority of Jesus, who is the first fruits after the death, and the last of all authorities to be subjected to him will be death itself.
Come on.
And even the power of death, which is the most unbreakable power, will be broken under the hand of Jesus Christ.
Which is, I think it makes sense that Adam is mentioned here, because it feels like it's, that would be the restoration to what God had intended in the very beginning, is for there'd be to no death and for us to be with him always.
Yeah.
And even the, what Psalm says, his subjugation under his feet, is that maybe even language pulled from Genesis as well, where it's like, he'll stomp on the snake.
Genesis 3.
Yeah.
That's great.
Maybe. I don't know.
Sure.
There's a link in my head.
That's great. Oh, I've never thought about that connection. I love that. The snake crusher. Whoa.
Jesus, praise the snake God. Crusher. Christ.
You're totally right. Clink to that.
Wow. All right.
All right. Well, Jesus is the snake crusher, and he will crush every snake. That's my takeaway from this.
And that's great news for Danica. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, so if there's any snake, if there's any evil authority that's got you down today, just remember that that will be crushed somewhere along this victory tour of Christ.
Yes. Come on.
Amen. Well, see you tomorrow, friends.
Adios. Bye.